It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, the first debate between Democratic President Barack Obama and the Republican candidate for President Mitt Romney is being analyzed and rehashed today. Now, this was a debate about domestic issues. But the auto industry bailout wasn't really discussed in this debate, though it's certainly come up on the campaign trail. Were you surprised by that, Ken?
Not particularly. I think President Obama mentioned it in the context of his remarks about his performance on the economy. Former Governor Romney really didn't. But I think in a sort of larger debate context of the economy and the limited time debaters have, the candidates have to talk about it, I wasn't really too surprised. Now, if the venue had been in Michigan as opposed to Colorado, that might have been a different situation.
So, Susan, do you think we will see the auto industry bailout being used as a talking point in later debates, or is it kind of old news at this point?
I don't know that we're going to see it come up in the debates. I still think that it'll come up on the campaign trail, at least from Obama. But there were so many domestic policy topics that didn't come up last night, so I wasn't overly surprised that the auto industry wasn't one of them. I mean, we had a debate mostly about the economy without really talking about unemployment.
Good point. Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger is back in the news this week. Progress Michigan, a liberal advocacy group, has released documents alleging Summit Credit Service, this is Speaker Bolger's company, failed to pay about $100,000 in fees and taxes between 1997 and 2000. Susan, what is this about?
This is something that, you know, obviously happened more than a decade ago, back when Jace Bolger was in the private sector. There were kind of murmurs about this during his first campaign for the county commission, but not all of the details came out. Now that Speaker Bolger is under fire and in a tight race, I mean, both sides are polling in it, so this is clearly a contested race. Now, obviously, Democrats and liberals are looking for any weaknesses to try and exploit.
What does it mean for the House elections that this kind of negative press is circulating around Speaker Bolger again? And this is happening while he's under investigation for elections fraud linked to the sudden party switch of now Republican Representative Roy Schmidt.
Well, politically speaking, I think you have to separate the two issues. The issue of past taxes with a business of his only has an impact if it helps to defeat him. If it doesn't help to defeat him and he's successful, it is irrelevant. He's not the first speaker that the other side has attacked for various things. The larger and more significant issue would be the grand jury investigation. If that comes out against him, then that's a much, much bigger problem.
Well, speaking of the election, Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson has been ordered to appear in court tomorrow. Now, this hearing is about Johnson's planned inclusion of a citizenship checkbox on voter applications for November's election. Now, Susan, Ruth Johnson actually filed a brief to avoid appearing in court, saying she has 11th Amendment immunity. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the secretary didn't want to appear at the trial and try to make the case that, you know, other people could handle this matter and she has immunity under the law, you know, personally to appear. That argument was rejected by the judge, and so she'll be the one to make the case for that citizenship question tomorrow in federal court.
She wanted Chris Thomas to appear on her behalf, and if I were in her position, I'd do the same thing. Chris has been around a long time. He's very sharp, very smart, a lot of credibility. So purely from the standpoint of the issue, if I were her, I'd rather have Chris Thomas there as well.
Ken, if this court says this box cannot be on the application, do you think Secretary of State Ruth Johnson will keep fighting this particular battle?
Well, it's possible she will. I really think this voter ID question has taken way too much time and energy. We're just not talking about a lot of people who actually end up voting who aren't citizens. I mean, it's a handful of people in a state of 10 million people. At some point, Republicans have got to start assessing this issue and saying, you know, we're not really getting a lot of political gain from this. And hopefully after the election, this thing just dies down.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.